Before making your final selection, ask for at least 3 client references and use the following to elicit the negatives. I understand they're good, but everyone has weaknesses. If you had to point out where you've had some issues and what they're not the best at, what would you say? Can you please describe an incident or a disagreement? I expect these with all companies, so it's no big deal, and it's confidential, of course. Ask for net 30 terms, payment for services 30 days after they're rendered, after 1 month of prompt payment for their services. It's easier to negotiate all of the above points with smaller operations that need the business. Have your contract manufacturer ship product directly to the fulfillment house once you have decided on one, and put the fulfillment house's email, you can use an email address at your domain and forward it, or phone number on the online thank you page for order status questions. Phase 3. 20 units shipped per week. Now you will have the cash flow to afford the setup fees and the monthly minimums that bigger, more sophisticated outsourcers will ask for. Call the end-to-end fulfillment houses that handle it all, from order status to returns and refunds. Interview them about costs and ask them for referrals to call centers and credit card processors they've collaborated with for file transfers and problem solving. Don't assemble an architecture of strangers. There will be programming costs and mistakes, both of which are expensive. Set up an account with the credit card processor first, for which you will need your own merchant account. This is critical, as the fulfillment house can only handle refunds and declined cards for transactions they process themselves through an outsourced credit card processor. Optionally, set up an account with one of the call centers your new fulfillment center recommends. These will often have toll-free numbers you can use instead of purchasing your own. Look at the percentage split of online to phone orders during testing and consider carefully if the extra revenue from the latter is worth the hassle. It often isn't. Those who call to order will generally order online if given no other option. Before signing on with a call center, get several 800 numbers they answer for current clients and make test calls, asking difficult product-related questions and gauging sales abilities. Call each number at least 3 times, morning, afternoon, and evening, and note the make-or-break factor, wait time. The phone should be answered within 3 to 4 rings, and if you are put on hold, the shorter the wait, the better. More than 15 seconds will result in too many abandoned calls and waste advertising dollars. The art of indecision. Fewer options equals more revenue. Companies go out of business when they make the wrong decisions or, just as important, make too many decisions. The latter creates complexity. Mike Maples, co-founder of Motive Communications, IPO to $260 million market cap, founding executive of Tivoli, sold to IBM for $750 million, and investor in companies such as Dig.com.